Enter.
Please excuse the intrusion. You called for me, ma'am.
I did. Step forward, please.
Oh, of course. I didn't realize that Master would be here as well. Did I do something wrong, ma'am?
That remains to be seen. Yesterday was the first time that you were responsible for waking our master in the morning, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Please describe the actions you took as you did so.
Of course. I knocked twice at his bedroom door, as you taught me. He did not respond, so I assumed that Master was asleep and I let myself inside. After collecting his laundry and doing a quick dusting of the shelves, I thought something seemed amiss about Master's condition, so I went to the side of the bed to check on him.
And what did you notice?
Well, his cheeks were slightly flushed, and his face was warm to the touch. I feared he might have been suffering from an ailment, perhaps a mild fever. So I poured him a glass of cool water in the event that he awoke and returned to the kitchen to prepare remedial tea.
I see. And after that?
Well, it took a few minutes to prepare the tea. When I returned, Master had awoken, so I gave him the tea, made the bed, and left to prepare breakfast.
Ah, now it all makes sense. I suppose I can't fault you for taking action to protect his health, but I'm afraid that you misread the situation. It was not a fever that was ailing our dear master.
It wasn't? Then why?
My dear, if you had just paid more attention, the answer would have been clear as day. I believe I did explain to you in confidence that a housekeeper's duty is greater than simply caring for the manor.
I'm not sure that I... Oh, you mean that was just his morning excitement?
Indeed. Although I would not use the term just. By failing to properly recognize the situation, you ended up leaving Master in quite the state. May I remind you that in households such as ours, where the master of the house has chosen not to marry, morning excitement, as you put it, cannot be taken lightly, especially so in a man of Master's caliber.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You're right. I misread the situation and—
I'm not the one you need to apologize to, girl.
Right. Master, please forgive me. It was terribly cruel of me to leave you in such a state. It will not happen again.
It certainly won't. Now, sir, I know it's unfair of me to ask, but please endure this just a bit longer. May I request your cooperation in a training exercise for the new hire? Indeed. I expected that you would be eager to help me, sir. Well then, I'll begin immediately. Please enjoy. Lock the door, girl.
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Now remove your dress and unpin your hair.
Of course, ma'am. And the corset.
Leave them be. Now, onto your hands and knees.
On the floor. Very well.
Now, crawl towards our master slowly. Maintain eye contact with him as you do so.
Yes, ma'am. Is this acceptable, sir?
Good girl. Hold that position. Now, Master, may I trouble you further and borrow your belt for a moment? Thank you, sir. Now please make yourself comfortable on the side of the bed and allow me to relieve you of your pants and small clothes.
Oh, wow.
Oh my. Did her crawling excite you that much, sir? Was it the way her breasts hung low, swaying with her movement? Or perhaps it was the way her rear wiggled, raising in the air as she approached? Or maybe you simply admired that nervous expression of hers? Yes, I quite agree, sir. She is a spectacularly gorgeous woman. Inexperienced, admittedly, but I believe she will fit in well once the errors in her training are corrected. Now, how would you prefer to view her punishment? From the front or the back? The back? Very well. Turn around, girl.
Yes, ma'am.
There we are. Now then, girl, you are to count each strike you receive. You will apologize to Master after each strike. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am. I am ready. One. I'm sorry, sir. Two. I was wrong, Master. It won't happen again. No. Three. Please forgive me, sir.
Oh, my dear girl, I'm being quite gentle with you. You should count yourself fortunate to get off this lightly.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You know, Master, would you care to deliver the final blows yourself? I can tell that you're quite fond of her rear. Would you care to admire the way her delicate little ass jiggles up close? Of course, sir. You don't require the belt? Very well.
Four.
I believe you're forgetting something, girl. Let's do that one over.
No, please. Four. I'm sorry, sir. It won't happen again. I promise.
Much better. I believe that will be sufficient. Now thank Master for his attention.
Thank you, Master. Thank you for punishing me. Please, may I have another spanking?
Oh? I'm impressed, girl. It seems there is some hope for you yet. Well, sir, it would be rather heartless of you to decline such a heartfelt request now.
Fine. Thank you, Master.
Indeed. Thank you for your cooperation, sir. I can tell that you quite enjoyed that. Worry not. You will not need to endure for much longer. Now please accommodate yourself by standing on the far side of the bed. I promise that you will appreciate this. Excellent, sir. Thank you. Now then, girl, lay yourself across the bed. Lie on your stomach with your rear facing me.
I understand, ma'am, but this position is so...
intimate? Yes, that's the point. Examine his manhood closely. Look how swollen it is. How urgently it twitches. You did this to him, girl. This is a result of your earlier negligence.
I'm so sorry, sir. It seems to be in such pain. I had no idea. Please, sir, may I correct my mistake? May I suck your cock, Master?
I appreciate the enthusiasm, but restrain yourself, girl. You are still being punished. You shall use your hands. To begin, reach out and massage Master's testicles.
Yes, with pleasure, ma'am. Oh, sir, your poor balls are just as swollen. They're so incredibly full.
Now you quite literally grasp the reason why morning excitement cannot be taken lightly. As I said, our master is a man of great caliber. It is our duty, our honor, and our privilege to care for him, to keep his life free of stress. It is our responsibility to keep his room clean, his belly full, and his balls empty.
Yes, I understand now. I promise that I won't. What are you?
Why, I'm beginning to finger you, my dear. Is that a problem?
No, ma'am. No, I just didn't expect.
Then we shall carry on. Now you will prepare Master's cock for further attention. Give it a long, deliberate lick. Get him nice and slick with your saliva. That's long enough, girl. Pull back. Now.
Yes, ma'am.
Stroke his cock. Use both hands.
Gladly, ma'am.
This is your first time stroking Master's cock, is it not?
Yes, ma'am. I'm surprised how it feels in my hand. It's so hard, but so soft, too, and...
and?
And it's just so big. And with both of my hands wrapped around Master's cock, I can feel how warm he is. I feel him twitching.
And how does it make you feel?
Is it wrong if I say hungry?
Not at all. Sexually hungering for a man as attractive as our master is nothing to be ashamed about. In fact, I'm quite satisfied with how wet you are. Now, be sure to moan for him.
Huh? What do... What are you... Why are you licking me? I thought I was supposed to be punished.
It is, my sweet girl. You'll understand in a moment now. Don't stop stroking Master's cock. You'll simply have to endure as I dip my tongue into your cute little pussy.
Yes, ma'am. I can't endure this much longer.
You are not to come without permission, girl. Do so, and your punishment will be far harsher.
But I really, I can't. If you're still licking me, I...
Doesn't she make the sweetest little moan, sir? How is her technique? Are her hands to your liking? That is excellent to hear, sir.
I really can't. I can't. I'm going to
stop.
I was so close.
You sound disappointed, girl. Honestly, I'm going far too easy on you. You should be thanking me for saving you from more punishment.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for denying me.
Good girl. Now, what lesson am I trying to teach you here?
I'm not sure, ma'am.
It's that your pleasure comes second to Master's. Why should you be gifted with an orgasm when you have yet to correct your earlier negligence?
Right. I understand.
I'm glad that you do. Now, Master, it's finally time. Girl, come and kneel on the floor in front of me. Sir, please move forward and sit on the edge of your bed. Let your loyal staff cater to your needs.
Please, sir. May I please suck your cock now? Will you allow me to atone for my mistake? Please. I promise that I'll make you feel good.
Such an honest appeal. I think Master will grow quite fond of this needy expression of yours. Well, sir, do you think she deserves you now?
Oh, yes. Thank you, sir.
Let's move forward together. I've already gone and removed my own top, so girl, rest your head against my breast as you demonstrate your oral technique.
Yes, ma'am.
Is this to your liking, sir? Do you enjoy the sight of your two rather well-endowed maids, half naked and kneeling before you and sucking your cock? I'm so glad, Master. Please enjoy this to your heart's content. How is he, girl? How is the taste of his cock?
Oh, he's delicious. He tastes so incredibly manly. Oh.
Excellent. Commit his taste to memory. From now on, every morning, where you are tasked with waking the Master, you will do so by tightening your lips around the head of his manhood. Oh, yes. It's the least he deserves. Master deserves to wake up with a gorgeous woman happily sucking his cock, utterly devoted to his pleasure. Excellent work so far. Remember to keep changing your technique so that Master is unable to predict you. He loves it when you surprise him. Good. Flick your tongue against the underside of his shaft. Swirl it around his tip. Yes. That's it. Good girl.
This is so good.
Judging from that groan of yours, sir, I'd say her mouth feels quite good indeed. Do you hear him, girl? Those are sounds of your redemption. Those moans are proof that you are pleasing your Master.
I'm so happy. I deserve you.
Always remember to consider the larger picture. Consider the importance and magnitude of our Master's work. Consider how stress and pent-up lust can distract and impede his performance. Consider how, when you suck your Master's cock, sucking out his cum and swallowing his stress right down your throat, that you are enabling him to work more efficiently. By extension, that makes you responsible for at least some of the benefits of his work. Do you understand, girl? Do you understand the importance of your role? It is not unreasonable to say that every time you satisfy your master, you are indirectly improving the world, perhaps even saving someone's life. And while he is your master, here in this moment, only you have this power. You are in control of his pleasure.
Yes, it is such an honor to serve your cockmaster. I'm so glad that I can do this for you.
Excellent. I'm quite sure that you will not neglect your responsibilities in the future. Just remember the joy that you're feeling now. Remember how good it feels to make your master groan and run his fingers through your hair. Oh, I can tell that he's getting quite close. When you grow more experienced, you will be able to discern these things as well. Now then, I want you to look straight into Master's eyes as you deliver him to orgasm. Are you ready? Good girl. I quite admire that enthusiasm. Here, allow me to assist. I will take over stroking his cock, using nothing but your mouth as you push him over the edge. Yes. Observe that blissful look on his face. How he grimaces with concentration to delay himself as long as possible. Observe how his muscles tense. How his balls rise up and contract. You may be his servant, but in this moment, only you have this power over him. It's time. Listen to your master groan, girl. Look into those gorgeous eyes of his as you swallow his cum. Don't waste a drop of his seed. There is no greater proof of his satisfaction with you than his orgasm. Yes. Yes. Oh, come for us, sir. Release all of that stress into your dutiful servant's mouth. Groan for us as you explode. Oh, you make such a gorgeous face while you're coming, sir. Yes. Oh, fuck, I can see your cock throbbing, sir. Trapped in her sweet little mouth. Oh, feel her suck the stress right out of you. Delight in her service. Let it all go. Oh, what a show, darling. That was spectacular. Now, how did Master's cum taste?
Well, there was so much of it. And it was filling my mouth so fast that I was too focused on just swallowing it all down. So I don't really remember what it tasted like.
Oh, well, there'll be plenty of chances for you to familiarize yourself later. Perhaps I'll let you tuck Master into bed tonight in place of me,
Oh, would you? Thank you, ma'am. I won't let you down.
Indeed. I believe not. Although this will comprise the second half of your punishment.
Second half?
Correct. Under no circumstances are you allowed to orgasm until your meeting later tonight. Perhaps that will allow you to understand how unprofessional it is to leave Master in need.
I understand, ma'am.
Very good. Now then, I believe we've corrected this little problem, so let's collect ourselves and go prepare lunch for the good master, shall we?
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking forward to it.
That's the spirit. And thank you, sir, for being such a good participant in this little session of ours. I'm confident that the discomfort that you had to endure was worth it in the end. As always, we are happy to serve you, master.